So your question is, what if we were all in the state of the peace that passeth all understanding? The first response to that is the what if. That's the way the mind works. What if? It denies what is, what if. But the main response is this. We are all in that state. And we're not experiencing it. In what you could call the future, we're all in that state. And the variations of that state. So in some place, some dimension, some level, we're in that state. We're all living together, lovingly and caringly. But even then, in different stages, one stage where we're living in communities together, where there is no consideration or possibility of punishment, where we're all together, and one person's difficulty is everybody's difficulty, and everybody's there and present with them. In fact, there are what we call primitive tribes that are like that in Brazil and Malaysia. A friend of mine went there to visit them, where they came together every day, talked about their dreams, talked about their feelings, talked about how any negative thought they'd had towards anybody, they talked about it, brought it out. No sexual division. People were with anybody they wanted, and if somebody was frustrated in some way, they took care of that. So we have had that. I'm saying, as I see it, on some level, that's already happening. But then we'll take it further. You see, so we jump a few steps, and here we are. We've all awakened to a new level of consciousness. We've had a pop. We're in that state, and we are now living harmoniously together. We are realizing, as did the primitive tribes, that we are one entity. We're all affecting each other. And so we need to take care of each other. By taking care of each other, we're taking care of ourselves. If there's a dissonance in the village, it's affecting all of us. Not only practically, but the vibration also. So here we are now living together in harmony. If we take that further, so we have harmony and we have dissonance happening and we take care of it, and we keep moving, and we keep moving, and another level, and another level, the division between the sexes melt away. Sex melts away altogether. Then there's another stage, and another stage, until we're not separate. We're together, but we're still conscious of being together. In the East, they describe this through the levels of the chakras, the fifth, the sixth, and the seventh. Until at one stage, which some say is the seventh and some say is the eighth, at some stage there is a total melting into the one, the unformed, where everything is not only the one, but it's now lost the awareness of being one. Just one is. Then what is put forward as a theory is out of, as Buddha said, out of the whole came the whole, and the whole remained. So each one of us, by what some people say is desire to be something, comes out of the whole and becomes an entity, but is still a whole in itself. Still contains everything, like certain sorts of photography where, get the name of it, where each part of the photograph is complete in itself. Each one of us is a universe, the total universe. Out of that came this, came this, came this, and then the idea to experience ourselves more totally. In order to experience ourselves more totally, we have to produce an opposite. Because light cannot see itself, darkness cannot see itself. So we produce its opposites. We produce a male and a female, which is actually one. But by separating it, the male can see the female part of itself more clearly. The female can see the male part of itself more clearly. It's produced an opposite to see itself. Now, it does look as though we've got a bit lost doing that. We've gone to the edge of our experiment. And it's possible that that experiment is now over and we're starting to come back again now. But we're not going to do it through science. We're certainly not going to do it through religion or spirituality. We're not going to do it that way. We're going to do that by becoming responsible for ourselves. Starting to look at our own life every moment, how we are. When I say look at it, I don't mean in a judgmental way. I mean look at, what was that thought? What was that word? What was that action? Not to judge it, just to say, oh, that wasn't loving, that wasn't caring, not supporting that. Not suppressing it, not expressing it, not working on it, seeing it, and no longer supporting it. When enough of us do that, we will start a frequency in this dimension that will become infectious. It'll spread. It'll move through. And then there's a possibility this time of a quantum change. It looks as though, in as far as we can look back, everything, right down to the microscopic particle, everything expands and expands and expands to a certain point, and at that point it either extinguishes itself, extincts itself, or it pops into a new dimension. And I think that's what we've got at the moment. We've got this possibility. When enough of us take responsibility for ourselves, we watch these teachers, we watch these gurus, we watch these scientists talking about stuff. But you check into their personal life. Most of them are a mess. What are they talking about? They're just talking about absolute theory that doesn't have anything to do with anything except their mind and their ideas, unless they're living in that state, such as a few people are. But when you get into their presence, then you're into the presence of something totally different. Not talking about, but talking from that state of what we could call unconditional caring, unconditional love. But we won't get there through science. Most scientists are miles away from anything, locked in their brain, putting people and studying this and doing this and that and the other and avoiding themselves. You can't avoid yourself. Until each of us put our main energy, our absolute priority in being more conscious in every single moment, we're not going to have a change on this planet. And it doesn't matter. Nothing goes anywhere. We might go, the planet will be here, or even if the planet goes, it doesn't matter. Nothing goes anywhere. Changes form back to the unformed.